Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
To the presidency now and the possibility, if there is any, of another candidate entering the race for the Oras. We're still more than a week away from a decision from Sinn Féin on what they're going to do. That decision will be made at a meeting of the party's Ard Cuerlla on September 20th. So for now, the focus is on whether any other independent candidate has a hope of entering the field. We know that Maria Steen got the backing of 10 Oireachtas members at a caucus organised by Aintu yesterday. She needs 10 more TDs or senators to back her if she's to get on the ballot. And we're going to speak now to three Oireachtas members who have not yet committed to supporting any candidate. We're joined first by Barry Heenahan, Independent TD for Dublin Bay North. Good evening to you, Barry.
Good evening, Claire. Thanks very much for having me on.
Thank you. You're one of the few with power in your hands. You could give your backing to a candidate. Are you actively considering whether to back Maria Steen, or perhaps is there another independent candidate out there that you've got your eye on?
I want to be clear, I haven't been formally approached by any candidates. No one has called me yet. My phone is available if anyone's listening. I have met some of the candidates socially. There's a photo of me and Catherine Connolly on her social media at the moment. I've consulted my team at home and the people who helped me get elected. And there was a broad range of people who they wanted me to nominate. One, for instance, is my father, who's a Mayo man. He wanted me to nominate Jim Gavin. So
that and the Dubs, what did you say to him?
Well, he only wanted me to do it so the Dubs wouldn't have a good manager for the next 7 years. But I said, listen, I think for me, the president's role is where we want Ireland to be in the next 7 years. And for me, it's a huge part of that is how we treat our language.
Okay.
And at the moment, the fact that there's only one of the existing candidates who's Leifas Gaeilge, Tosheshin Harabetavatuk Dunn. And it's something that I think is very important. Well, I think you can guess there's three candidates who's Leifa. But
is there an issue, Barry, with you saying it and for backing anyone in particular?
No, there's no issue.
Is it Catherine Connolly then?
No, until I get formally approached and my final decision will be made.
Why do you need a formal approach? I mean, are you trying to adhere to some sort of protocol there? I mean, what's that about?
No, just my final decision will be made with my campaign team. I have a meeting next Tuesday with my 70 members.
I know, but you're saying you want to back a Gaeilge because you're a Gaeilge yourself. So that's Catherine Connolly.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head there. That's who I would be leaning towards at the moment.
Okay,
but
so you're backing
Yeah.
Okay, so you're waiting for a formal approach.
Yeah.
From Catherine Connolly before you back her?
100%.
Is that necessary?
I think so, yeah. I think because you shouldn't back anyone in a campaign until they approach you. I wouldn't expect anyone to publicly endorse
me. If she doesn't approach you, then you're just not going to give her your backing, even though she's the person for the job.
I'm an independent TD, and I think my voters are independent. I'll advise people to, when this presidential election comes, to really look into all the candidates and see where they want Ireland to be in the next 7 years. I think,
but you do have sway and influence there. I mean, if it was somebody else who ended up in Oras on Uachtaráin, you know, you might be disappointed. Mm.
Well, I think there's a huge issue there. And listen, I've been knocking on doors for the last 2 weeks and the public is really still uncertain about this. I think there's a huge cohort of people who haven't decided yet. And I think that's really important. And it shows that there is a lack of candidates available. And you know, back in 1998, the Oireachtas Committee reviewed the committee and none of them have been changed. So we need to make the ability to get into and run for the President of Ireland easier for people.
Because and that's interesting because Catherine Connolly, we know, is on the ticket because she has the backing of parties of the left and she has the backing of Labour and all of that. Even if you don't say support the politics of Maria Steen, would you support her in encouraging a more diverse ticket?
I would be supportive of a more diverse ticket, but Maria Steen and her conservative views, she voted against two of the last referendums where I voted for. And if Maria Steen had her way, my sister and her wife wouldn't be able to legally marry. So I don't think I'd be comfortable supporting that.
Were you at the caucus organised by Aintu yesterday?
I was not at the caucus organised by Aintu yesterday.
Because we know that 10 Oireachtas members were there. They backed Maria Steen and there was an 11th who didn't, but it wasn't you.
I wasn't there, no.
All right, okay. And you are backing Catherine Connolly, but you're not making that official because you're waiting for Catherine's team to approach
no,
you.
No, I'll do an official. I have, I have a meeting with my kitchen cabinet on Tuesday and I'll do it then.
Okay, all right. Thanks for that, Barry. Want to go to Danny Healy-Ray now, an independent TD for Kerry. Danny Healy-Ray, what's your position? Have you decided who you're backing?
No, I'm sorry, I haven't done yet. I'm assessing everything and there's new things happening every day, and I suppose closer to the time when we'll know all the candidates or who the possible candidates are, I'll make my decision then.
Mm, but there are people who are vying for your support. We had Maria Steen yesterday who attended this caucus, and 10 members of who were at that caucus backed Maria Steen. She needs 20 to get over the line. Would you consider her?
Of course I'll consider her. Yes, but I'm not saying that I'll support her yet. The only
why are you waiting?
The only person I said I'd support as of yet, but he's not in the race now, is Sean Kelly, because he was my neighbour here in Kerry, and I believe it would have been a great honour for Kerry people if we had chosen Sean Kelly at least to run.
But it's not to be with Sean. It's not to be with Sean Kelly. So, in the absence of Sean Kelly, Danny, would you get on board with the type of commitment that's been given by Independent Ireland if there was a candidate, say, out there, an independent candidate with 14 or 15 or Oireachtas signatures, edging towards that magic number of 20, that you would at that point add your name?
Well, she's at 10 at the minute. She's a long ways off the mark.
And you won't.
I'm not saying I will as of yet. I want to do more assessment, and maybe she'll be selected by the local authorities. Only I regret very much that the Fianna Fáil councillors and the Fine Gael councillors have been, in effect, handcuffed and not allowed to voice their opinion to back any independent. I think it is wrong where those parties are being negative. And they did the same thing in the general election. They asked the people of Ireland not to vote for independent candidates. But gladly, in Kerry, they both elected myself and my brother Michael. And we're very glad to be elected
indeed
to represent the people of Kerry.
Danny, can I ask you, and briefly, we have Jim Gavin who'll be running for Fianna Fáil, Heather Humphreys who'll be running for Fine Gael. So now we're in a position that we have. The government parties have laid out their candidates. Catherine Connolly is getting the support of the opposition. We're still waiting to hear from Sinn Féin. But should there be an independent candidate running? And will you give your backing to someone?
Well, I believe there are more independent candidates, and we'll have to see what the lie of the land is, and we'll have to wait a few more days. We're a bit far back from the line yet, and I will, of course.
Is there anyone in particular who you're attracted to?
Not exactly, no.
All right.
I said at the start, I'm assessing all the candidates, and I haven't heard from them all yet because I don't have time, to be honest. I've had an awful busy time in recent days there with a whole lot of raft of problems and indeed a lot of them personal problems where people have health issues and problems getting assistance or whatever.
You're kept busy. But you are keeping an open mind, but no decision as yet. All right. Danny Healy-Ray, thank you for that. And briefly to move on to Paul Gogarty, independent TD for Dublin Midwest. Welcome to Drive Time. Paul Gogarty, where do you stand?
Well, where I stand is that a couple of months back, had I been asked by Catherine Connolly to nominate her, I would have, but I wasn't asked. And that leaves me in the position where I'm free to nominate someone. And I'm a Democrat. I consider myself kind of liberal, left-leaning. But at the same time, I was at the caucus yesterday. I was invited. There were four candidates there. I can't name them because it was under Chatham House rules. It's up to them to declare. What I said to all of the four candidates in advance of their presentations was that if any of them were near to being nominated but needed my nomination, then irrespective of whether I agreed with them or disagreed with them, as long as they passed the threshold of decency and respect, I would facilitate their nomination onto the ballot paper because I'm a Democrat and I believe people should have as wide a choice as possible.
So you're open to nominating, you're open to nominating Maria Steen, perhaps in that case, who needs those, critically needs those 10 votes to get over the line. Should she get, say, 14, 15 votes? And
yeah, as it stands, it's not a secret that she seems to be the only person who's getting close to the nominations. And as I said, I facilitate it in that regard. Equally, in terms of who I vote for, I haven't made my mind up yet. I have a lot of respect for Catherine Connolly. I think Heather Humphreys is a decent person. And of course, Jim Gavin is a constituent and he's done great work in the mayoralty. But irrespective of my own personal views, I think people are looking for a choice. It shouldn't be just left up to the big parties.
Because I was going to say, Paul, candidates. That, you know, you say you would have backed Catherine Connolly openly if she, you know, came to you, and she hasn't, but that you're open to backing Maria Steen. People listening might say, well, they're two very different candidates there.
Well, ultimately, what you're talking about is, does the likes of Maria Steen have some sort of record, which she does going back to the last referendum, for example? Do I agree with her on a lot of things? I don't. But I do believe that the Irish people are entitled to a full and frank debate on all the issues and to put them out and discuss them. And in that context, I think it would be wrong as someone who does have a nomination to prevent someone. So I'm not part of Maria Steen's team.
Have you been approached by her?
I've been approached by Padraig Tobin to attend a caucus, of which there were four candidates present. All of the candidates, in my view, would have been acceptable in terms of the threshold. And in that context, what I said was, whoever does end up in the position where they need a vote or two, if I'm going to be blocking them by not voting, I will give the vote. And that's what I've committed to. I've not committed to joining anyone's campaign.
You'd like to be a kingmaker, would you, Paul?
No, I'd like to be a Democrat and continue to be one and facilitate what the people of Ireland want, which is an open debate and not something that's kind of restricted, especially with the likes of Fine Gael, who are instructing their party members or their councillors to block any nominations. I believe.
But you're holding out as yet in terms. You're holding out as yet at this point. Okay, Paul Gogarty, Independent TD for Dublin Midwest. Thank you for joining us, and we'll watch what happens both with the Oireachtas members and with the ongoing tour of the local authorities. Nominations for the president will close on September 24th.